You know whose birthday it is today? It's Julius Caesar's birthday. Maybe that's what kicked in the flashback. Vivid recollections of my own kingdom. My wife, Sleazebagius. My daughter, Vaginitis. My son, Testiculus. My right-hand man, Numnotseus. I remember when it was my birthday and my kingdom. We spared no expense. Orgasmocles was in charge of making the food. Menopausius was in charge of all the wenches. She was going to bring me the most nubile, the most lactile tissue laden. And so she fetched me Endometrius, splayed and ready for my hapotogi. She brought me Puntanius, sitting there in velvet robes. She brought me Fellatia, my favorite wench. She was ready to dazzle me with tremendous delights.
We took a pass on menstruation for a couple of days. And crotch cheesy, we also decided to wait a while on.
We let them go with Battleaxia to the county fair, where they would buy food and condiments for us. Ejaculus and sire! I hate to interrupt you, your flatulence. I said, what is it, your idiot? He said, Scroticles is at the gate. The guests have arrived. I said, all right, let the party begin there. And I stood there welcoming my loyal subjects who would bow before me. They came in one by one. Orgasmocles said, happy birthday. I said, happy birthday to you too. Good to see you, Prostadius. Spermius, nice of you to make it. Nice to see you. Circumcision, good to you come. Snotocles, nice to see you. Pass on shaking hands. Douchebaggius, good of you to come. You're an hour late, but that figures for you. Cornholius, nice to see you. I see you brought your friend Fudgepackius. Both of you sit on the end of the table, please. And there's Vasectia. Good to see you, honey. Is that your baby daughter, Vomitosa? Nice to see her. Good to see you, Clitorium. Very nice. And so the party began. I was involved in gay revelry. I was talking to my close friend, Suppositorius, but suddenly there broke a commotion outside. I ran to the window. And it was the Visigoth hordes, led by Attila Well Hung. We had a rage. We had an ongoing battle, kingdom against kingdom. And I looked and they had, my God, my wife, Sleazebagius. Attila Well Hung shouted out this pronouncement.
Togaspasius, we have your wife. We want you to turn over the kingdom. It will be a bloodless coup. If you decide to turn over the kingdom, if you do not, we will cut off one of your wife's fingers for every day that you delay.
I leaned out the window. I said, call me in 2 weeks.
The Grease Man Show, DC 101.